The offseason this year, and the BASS trail in particular, but FLW trail as well, has been very, very difficult for a lot of anglers. But a lot of guys are coming through with flying colors, and with me today is Peter Tholveris. And Peter T., welcome to the program.
Terry, it's good to be back.
Well, you and I get to talk all the time, been longtime friends, and we're in the St. John's Bass Anglers in Florida together and a lot of those things. But this offseason has been one that's been very trying for a lot of anglers, and I'm sure probably been just about as hard on you.
It's been a really tough one because really my offseason started in June. As soon as the last E50 tournament was over, I had planned to fish the Northern Opens like I do every year, but one thing after another led to me not being able to fish those. So I've had since June to do not to fish any tournaments, and it's driving me crazy. I'm ready to get started.
Well, the family obligations. You were able to take care of all those family honeydews and do all those kind of things, so you were able to get those out of the way.
You know what happens with those, though? You do one and another one pops up. It's like grass. It just keeps growing.
Yeah, that's right. And in particular, if your wife's like mine, you know, we always have something else that needs to be done that, you know, you really couldn't put off for another day.
I can put it off till next week and then the week after that if I have to. But, yeah, I'm the king of procrastination when it comes to doing stuff that I really don't want to do. And that involves anything to do with the housework. I mean, I just don't like it. That's why I'm a fisherman.
That's exactly right, and I was going to go into that. You know, as an angler, you don't really have to spend a lot of time in the house. You're on the road a lot and doing a lot of those kind of things. But this off season, you know, you had to make a determination where you were going to fish. Were you going to fish FLW or were you going to fish Bassmaster? And you've made a decision to fish the Bassmaster Elite Series.
That's correct. Actually, it took until just before the week before the deadline for bass to really make up my mind and make the decision. But my wife and I talked about it, and the only logical conclusion that we could come up with is that, you know, my career started with bass, and that's really where I've been all my career is through BASS. I've had some great FLW tournaments, and I've been with FLW since the beginning of that, and I hated to make that decision. It really was gut-wrenching, but I finally decided that bass is where I was going to hang my hat, at least for the coming years, and if it comes down to having to change, you know, I have to go back through the Everstarts and qualify back to get back in FLW.
Well, you know, that's kind of a neat thing. You do have some options there, but, you know, in particular, the $55,000 entry fees and some of those kind of things really led to a lot of consternation within the pro ranks. And when you think about it, you know, it's not just saying, okay, I'm going to go fish where my roots were. You really got to think about that money as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big chunk of money to come out of your own wallet. It's foolishness, really, in my opinion. I mean, I feel like something like that is an investment that's better off you do with a big sponsor or something like that. But it's really gotten tough. When the Crown Royal deal went to NASCAR, when that deal fell apart, it really got tough for me to find another sponsor. And they're just not, they're not everywhere. I mean, there's a whole series of events that have led up to, you know, everything tightening up. The hurricanes this past summer. Gas prices, a lot of stuff have led to, you know, inside the industry, people getting cut back and stuff. So it's a tough decision for a lot of guys to make. And right now, you know, as we're speaking, I'm still don't have a title sponsor or a route in mind that I'm going to go with for this coming season. And I kind of feel like I'm not the only one in that position. I don't know what Bass or how Bass is going to accept it, but, you know, they're going to have to make some concessions because I can't see 100 guys coming up with a sponsor and a wrap deal to go with it in the time that we've had allowed to do.
Well, you know, in being from the corporate world, I spent a lot of years at State Farm, and you look at what decisions and how they have to be made, and it's not a month down the road you can make a decision at a large corporation. And, you know, with the non-endemics, it's even more difficult. So, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of that consternation from that standpoint. But, you know, you really are in there now, and you're going to have made the decision to go fish Bassmaster, and, you know, you just got to go out there now and keep your nose to the grindstone, I would think, and try to find that big sponsor that's really willing to wrap your boat.
Absolutely, and it's not just a one-year or six-month deal. It's going to be something that's going to take some time, and, you know, when it happens, it'll probably end up being a decent sponsorship. But, you know, all of that aside, nothing has really changed other than the amount of money going forward on this deal. You know, I really like the fact that it's a 100-man field. I really like the fact that we're fishing a 30-day off-limits. You know, I feel like it's just a much more level playing field, and it's going to be a lot less pressure on the bodies of water that we're going to fish, which, you know, by the way, it's a fantastic schedule. I mean, the lakes they picked for us to fish are just you know, they're going to be on fire. Some of the best lakes in the country. And we're going to hit them at the right time of year. Everything's a positive from the fishing standpoint. All we've got to do is get over that $55,000 hump, and, you know, the rest of it is, you know, the wraps, the clothing requirements, the sponsor patches requirements, all that stuff is, you know, that's just another piece of the puzzle that you have to kind of fit into place. But, you know, getting over that $55,000 hump, and that's just the entry fees. You know, you haven't even talked about expenses yet.
Well, and a big guy like you got to eat too, you know.
Absolutely. Gas, food, lodging, and, you know, I'm not going to cut back on the food. I mean, I should. I need to drop about 50 pounds, but I don't think I know a handful of people that don't.
Well, Pete, I gotta ask you, you know, one thing that's noticeable, you know, a lot of the young guys are really getting a lot of the, you know, it seems like cream of the crop deals. And do you think that's a trend, or is that just something that's happening in initial stages here? Or do you think maybe that some of the older guys, you know, and I consider you and I old now, so, you know, you look at that, is that something you see maybe it's changing a little bit?
Yeah, I do see that changing, Terry, and it's a little bit aggravating to me. You know, I've invested 20 years of my life in this sport, and I really love it, and, you know, and I consider myself to be a genuine bass angler. I mean, I can't put it any more simply than that. I don't sing, I don't dance, I don't tell jokes. I catch fish, and that's how I've made my living for the past 20 years. So, you know, my moniker is genuine. That's the only thing I can say. And, you know, I everything up now, it seems like we're starting out. It looks like this is my rookie year again, because nothing I've done in the past seems to matter. I mean, nothing accounts in the past as to what's going to happen for the next couple of years with bass. So I'm basically starting over again, ground zero. So they might as well consider me a young rookie and take a look, you know.
Well, that's right, except for the gray hair, Pete. You know, that makes you a rookie. But I want to switch gears just a little bit, if I can. You picked up a couple of new sponsors, and one in particular is True Tungsten. And the reason why I want to bring that up is you've got some neat new products in the Carolina Rig family that is coming out with True Tungsten. I think guys at Carolina Fish are really going to like.
Absolutely. I tell you what, it's been an exciting venture for me to get with these guys, because they're very progressive, very, very you know, forward-thinking in their product development. And it's not just really the most exciting thing, not necessarily the Carolina Rig stuff. We're you know, they're having me design a Carolina Rig weight that I think that'll work real well in the Tungsten series. But the biggest thing that we've come up with, or the two things that we've come up with that are the neatest, is the one is called the Smart Peg. And that's something that I developed with those guys, and I think that is a really neat product. It's in the past, you know, Tungsten products have had to have sleeves and you know, inserts in them to keep your line from chafing and fraying, but the True Tungsten weight itself, the process that it's put together, you don't need that. And then I decided I'd come up with a way of pegging the weight where to your line, where it's at the most critical point of your line, where it enters the weight through the nose cone of the weight. That's probably the most critical point where you have the most pressure. And we developed a little peg that actually slides up on your line. It's a silicone peg that slides up on your line, kind of like a bobber stop, except it's tapered to go down inside the weight of the front of the weight through the nose cone. And it's where it protects your line, gives you an extra amount of protection, you know, above and beyond what the coatings are that are on the weight itself right now. And it just makes a lot of sense. I've been testing the product now for about 6 months, and I tell you, I'm really impressed with it. It has just the right amount of pressure to keep your weight pegged when you need it to be pegged on a Texas rig, and it has just enough pressure to allow it to slide up your line when a fish shakes his head and throw, you know, get the weight away from your hook where they don't have that leverage to throw the hook. So, you know, it's a neat product. And the other thing that we've come up with is a bead, basically, and we call it the Force Bead. It's kind of something that we just got to thinking about. It's actually got a magnetic field. I mean, it's magnetized, and it's such a hard substance. This thing is, I don't know what it's made of, but it's so hard, it makes so much more noise when you put it on your line, either with a Carolina rig or with a Texas rig in a shaky style, you know, finesse type shaky worm. And it's just got such a higher pitch sound to it. I think it's just a better attractor, and the fact that it's got, you know, that it's magnetized, it has kind of a force field that surrounds it, and everything that's living emits some sort of an electrical field that I think fish really are kind of sensitive to that kind of stuff, and it may have some attraction features, but I like the sound of it the best thing. I mean, it slides up and down your line and really clicks real hard, and it's going to come in all the colors that the weights come in too. So it's a neat product.
Well, Pete, you know, I don't have any question that you're going to land right on your feet and you'll have a great year in 2006. It's very rare. You know, you and I, as we set this interview up, one of the things I mentioned to you is I've never seen you had 2 years that weren't satisfactory for you. And so 2006 ought to be way up in the bar.
Well, I hope so, Terry. I'm looking forward to the fishing end of it. And like I said, that's where it's all started and where it's going to end. I mean, if you put them up on the table, they can't ignore you.
Well, I thank you for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio and look forward to seeing you at the events this year.
Very good, Terry. We'll see you there.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.